Benidorm Beach, Levante or Poniente? The ultimate comparison. Benidorm is a city that leaves no one indifferent. Often called the Manhattan of Spain, or Benny York, it boasts one of the most recognizable skylines in the world. It has the highest density of skyscrapers per capita on the globe. This vertical architecture, dominated by impressive high-rises such as Intempo or the Gran Hotel Bali, creates an incredible contrast with the azure Mediterranean Sea and the golden sand of the Costa Blanca. At the heart of this tourist giant are two vast sandy beaches which, although lying side by side, represent two completely different worlds. Separated by the rocky headland of the old town, Casco Antiguo, Levante and Poniente offer distinct styles of relaxation, different energy levels, and unique infrastructure. The choice between them often defines the entire character of a holiday in this region, from wild fun to blissful peace. Here is a detailed comparison of Playa de Levante and Playa de Poniente.
Playa de Levante, the sunrise beach.
Levante is the undisputed showcase of Benidorm, recognizable worldwide thanks to its characteristic perfect crescent shape. It is this beach that most often appears on postcards, in travel agency brochures, and in films shot on the Costa Blanca. It serves as the epicenter of the city's tourist universe, where modernity meets endless holiday fun. Characteristics and atmosphere. For whom? Primarily for people who want to be where the action is. Ideal for groups of friends, young at heart tourists, fans of British pub culture, Rincon de Loire district, and those who value maximum convenience. Everything from ice cream to water skiing is available within sight. Vibe. Unbounded energy, cosmopolitan bustle, and an atmosphere of eternal fiesta. At Levante, music from seaside beach bars naturally blends with the sound of the sea. It is a place that teems with life from dawn until late at night, acting as a cultural melting pot where tourists from all over Europe mingle. Sun and water. As the name suggests, the sun greets this beach first. It is a paradise for early birds who want to catch the first rays right after breakfast. The water is usually very calm, and the bottom slopes gently, which favors safe swimming, although due to its popularity, it can be crowded not only on the sand, but also in the sea. Advantages. Legendary promenade. Stretching along the entire length of the beach is a wide boardwalk that never sleeps. Here you will find hundreds of venues, from traditional Spanish tapas bars and Italian ice cream parlors to famous British pubs serving full English breakfasts. It is the perfect place for people watching over coffee or sangria. Nightlife center. Levante is directly connected to the hottest party zones. Just a few steps are enough to move from a beach sunbed to popular clubs where performances by world-famous DJs and stage artists last until dawn. Infrastructure and water sports. The beach offers almost unlimited recreation possibilities. In addition to thousands of sunbeds and umbrellas, you will find, among others, the famous water ski cable ski, platforms with water slides, and numerous jet ski and kayak rental points. Disadvantages. Extreme crowding. In July and August, Levante becomes one of the most crowded beaches in Europe. The fight for the best spots by the shore starts at dawn, and free space for one's own towel becomes a scarce commodity. Constant noise. A mix of music from bars, calls from vendors, and the loud conversations of thousands of people makes it hard to find a moment of peace. If you dream of hearing only the waves, you may feel overwhelmed.